Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Stirling University in Scotland have voted they are going to ban. There's going to be no meat. There's going to be no dairy products on the college campus. They're now the first college across all of the UK, actually, to do this. And we're asking, should Irish campuses do the very same? Aisling Cullen's the founder and CEO with Thanks Plants. Is it a good idea, Aisling?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. And the fact that the students themselves voted this in, it really shows that they are very mindful of what's going on in the environment. Meat and dairy are the leading emitters of CO2, followed closely by the energy industry. And, you know, we really do have to be mindful that we can't continue consuming meat at the same levels that we're doing at the moment. We do have to shift our way of eating. And yeah, I think this is a brilliant step to introduce. And I think as well, a lot of people have, you know, perhaps a bad perception of what vegan food can be like, you know, and this will make the college, you know, try harder to deliver great tasting food, healthy food that the students will enjoy and maybe bring into the rest of their lives.
But why not? But why not do that alongside with other offerings, with whether it be meat or chicken or whatever, you know, that they do, they run as the daily dinner options? Why not do it alongside it?
At the end of the day, Andrea, people go for what they know. So people, you know, probably have been eating meat most of their life. So if you were doing, say, half vegan or vegetarian, half meat, they're going to go for the meat option.
I'd have gone for the cheapest, to be honest, in college. Do you know, I would have gone for the cheapest option. So I think if you put a load of different vegan or vegetarian options out as the offering, make them cheaper, make them more attractive. I think you'll actually get far more people to follow you.
Andrea, like whenever I go out to a restaurant, you know, that's not a vegan restaurant, I am deeply disappointed usually by what I get served. So, you know, you do want the chefs in the university to be able to fully concentrate on delivering, you know, great vegan options for the students there. And like at the end of the day, the students want this. They voted it in. So they don't want meat to be an option in the university.
Okay.
And I can see a lot of universities following suit.
Do you think?
This.
Here at home,
yeah,
even?
Yeah, I really do, because at the end of the day, you know, when you do kind of sit down and watch the documentaries and understand, you know, how meat and dairy are affecting the environment,
okay,
you know, you become more aware and you do want to change.
I'd love to hear a student, you know, voice and opinion on this today. I mean, do you want to see maybe NUI Galway or UCC? Should Trinity College, should the campus become a meat and dairy free zone? 53106 is the number. Amanda's on the line as well, Aisling. Amanda is an NUIG student. Amanda, I think you're part of the agricultural society there, so I assume this is something you don't agree with.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So to be honest, I was quite disappointed really when I saw this review. I think that farming in the UK and Ireland, it's one of the most sustainable production systems. You know, they're like grass-fed, they're fed very little concentrates, very well-minded animals. So realistically, the importation of feed for vegan diets and stuff, you don't really know where they're coming from. They require hotter climates to be grown in, and they require importation. So there's more carbon emissions and there's deforestation in order to produce them. I think this university in Scotland, what really they should do is they want to become more sustainable. They should try and source their meat and their dairy from local people, local farmers. And then as well, they should use their technology, their knowledge and their innovation to say, okay, farming is such a big industry. How can we create mitigation measures for farmers so that they can reduce the methane emissions from cows, reduce all these emissions, instead of taking the easy option and just importing from other countries? We need to be backing farmers and we need to be creating better systems for them and for us. No one wants to be eating food that's coming from foreign countries that we don't know what's in. Realistically, we need to be supporting locally.
What about that, Aisling? Support local?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with supporting local, and we don't grow enough vegetables here. But just on the point of importing, I mean, we import 5 million tonnes of soybeans from Brazil and Argentina to feed farm animals here. Our avocados that we get in Ireland because that comment always comes up. What about vegans and their avocados, even though vegans eat the same amount of avocados as a meat eater? We import them from the UK and the Netherlands. You know, we do actually import a lot of our food from very locally. And if you look at the emissions from, you know, foods that we import from abroad versus the science that's been put forward for animal agriculture, I mean, it's very clear. It's the animal agriculture that's causing the damage to the planet.
Amanda,
not bringing in our fruits and vegetables.
A lot of the campaigners now in Scotland have described this as an attack on the freedom of choice. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I see it is an attack, really. Everyone should have a choice. I mean, most colleges should have their meat and their dairy and also their vegan and vegetarian options. It's completely up to each individual what they want to eat, but to force all students to not eat meat and dairy is not really sustainable at all. And to be honest, most places, you know, we have the resources. We can go and we can find out, okay, so yeah, we are importing a lot of soybeans for meals for cattle. Well, let's look at what we have here. What can we grow here and improve on and feed that to cattle instead?
Okay.
We need to be teaching students coming along that we are working with farmers. We're not working against them. And we need to make up these new sciences and technologies.
Kayleigh is a UCC student. Kayleigh, would you like to see this brought in Cork? Are you there, Kayleigh? How are you?
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Hi. No, thanks so much for having me on. I'm actually a member of the Committee for the Vegan Society in UCC.
Okay.
So we have a really stronghold of, like, you know, vegetarian, vegan, plant-based students with over like 1,000 members just in our society alone. So I definitely think this is something that we will be bringing to our students' union, something that we'll be bringing to our student council to try and implement this on our campus.
So that you want the policy brought in UCC that it'll become a meat and dairy free campus?
I think it's a great policy, and lots of universities in the UK are implementing it or implementing similar policies. And
is there an appetite in Cork for it? Is there an appetite, you think, in Cork for it?
Absolutely. And I think we've been talking as a society, like with members, both, you know, who are farmers and not, and we're absolutely a pro-farmer society. Like, us vegans need to eat things as well. We need to eat plants, and they're produced by farmers, so we absolutely support farmers, and we don't think this is taking away choice from people. People choose to eat on campus or not. You can still bring your ham sandwich, which we wouldn't recommend, but, you know, it's not taking away choice. It's just like, we pride ourselves in UCC as being a green, sustainable campus, but yet we provide milk and dairy and meat, which haven't proven again and again not to be sustainable, you know,
because but you're still talking about taking away choice from people, though.
Well, they can choose to
bring in their own.
Yeah, they can bring in their own. Like, that's it. But I think, you know, students should be eating their 5 a day, should be, you know, fueling themselves healthily through plants, you know, to get through the hours of study and stuff. And I think our union should be providing, you know, cheap plant-based options.
When do you think this this proposal might be brought forward then to the student union in Cork?
I think we would be looking to bring it in at our next student council, maybe within the next month or next month.
Wow.
You know, with Veganuary coming up in January, we'll definitely be pushing for more options.
I'm really eager to hear from Cork students about this today, then.
Yeah, that's it. We definitely just want to have a conversation and have everyone putting in their input, both like our Machrana Pharma Society, you know, the scientists. We have a green campus in UCC, so we just want to, you know, discuss this with everyone and make the options there for all the vegans who are part of UCC and who don't always get a choice to eat on campus because the options aren't there. So I think this would be a great way to bring in those options.
Yeah, but this is the bit that I'm wondering. I mean, can they not just have better options, more attractive dishes for people, whether they're vegan or vegetarian, and still give people the choice, as opposed to kind of trying to ram it down their throat that you can't have chicken or meat or you can't have milk, nothing.
I think the great thing is that you can do that in your own time. But as when, you know, our money as students is going towards, you know, providing this food. And I just don't think that we should be investing in something that's already subsidized for the government, something that, you know, maybe isn't as sustainable and maybe, you know, something that isn't environmentally friendly, which is, you know, I don't think there's anyone saying that plant-based food is less sustainable than you know, dairy and animal agriculture again and again.
Let me bring in John as well, Kayleigh. John is also a student at UCC. John, what about the potential for your campus to become a dairy and meat free zone potentially from next month? Are you in favour?
Hi, Ian. So I suppose, you know, we definitely wouldn't be in favour of it. The big thing is we're coming from a very privileged position, I suppose, here in Ireland, that we're ranked second globally in terms of food security. And it can often be said that you've won the person who has a million problems and is hungry has one main problem, and that is hunger. But of course, that we are in a very well developed economy where we're fortunate, very would be hungry even if we were to go down the route of no meat for dairy. But I think as students, we have to look at it from the choice point of view, and by taking choice away from people and by forcing something down anyone's throat, I think it'd be a horrendous move to make. It has been trialled in the past. Meatless Monday has been trialled here in the canteens in UCC, and I think the fact that it hasn't really been repeated much since is a real indicator of a success. As students kind of under pressure coming up to exams now and things like that, there's very few, there's no other form as nutritious, as nutritionally dense and as satisfying and as nourishing as meat and dairy products.
Has this been trialled before there, Kayleigh?
We have had Meatless Monday days in our canteen and things, and honestly, I think any conversation about nutrition and worries like that, if you go onto the UC campus, things like chicken nuggets and chips are being served. I don't think those are nutritious at all for any student. So I think just having this plant-based initiative would really bring fruit and veg onto the table. And, you know, I think it's just best for students, you know, getting in your nutrition and, you know, fueling you for your days of studies and lectures.
Yeah, I'm not taken away from that. I just can't see where there just can't be choice. There can't be options. And I actually would think that the best way to probably try and get people to maybe choose, particularly students that are minding their cash, the vegan or the vegetarian options, would be make them all cheaper. Make them half the price. And there probably could be anyway. Make them half the price. And I'd imagine you'd probably get more people who go for the options. Sarah's texted in to say, I think what Stirling University is doing is absolutely fantastic idea. Research has been carried out and shows that you can feed the world seven times over based on a plant food system. The vegans. What about the celiacs, asks this texter. Very little choice in the restaurants or the cafes, particularly on student campuses, and also extremely high when you do get options. Pure nanny state stuff. At its best, again, says this texter, taking people's choices away. Like, that is a point that's been made, Aisling, by a lot of our listeners today, that, you know, it's an attack on people's choices, a lack of options, and just like that listener says, pure nanny state stuff.
But is it an attack on people's choices if they're actually voting it in, if they actually want it to be incorporated into the college? You know, and I take the point about the celiac. There are plenty of dishes that you can make that are celiac friendly, that are vegan, you know, by using beans, pulses, tofu or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's clear with Stirling University, they wanted it, you know, it's not forcing anything down anyone's throat.
No, but Kayleigh talked there about Cork and hasn't.
Again, it might come down to a voting system, and maybe it'll come down to, you know, that it doesn't go fully vegan. Maybe they try to do 50% vegan at a cheaper rate, like you're suggesting. But unless the students vote for it, you know, and they're willing to come on board, you know, I don't see an issue with it.
Is that how it'll be carried out, Kayleigh?
Yeah, we have a student council, so we will bring a motion to student council. It'll be voted on by our class reps, and yeah, brought forward to the union. So it is very much democratic. It's what the people want. Like, we wouldn't have a society in UCC unless people founded the society, unless people came to our events every week. There is a vegan community there and they want options on campus, because at the moment we don't have them. It is predominantly meat, dairy, things we can't eat. So we don't really have a choice at the moment. So I just think everyone can eat vegan if they'd like.
I've been asking students to get in touch with us today about this. And there's an interesting message in here, Kayleigh, from Mary, who's in Clare. And she says, I think choice is the best option. I actually pay my daughter's UCC fees and I want her to be able to eat what she wants on campus. Good luck to anyone who's choosing to be vegan, vegetarian, whatever your choice. But I think that there should be an option for all students.
Yeah, I think if that's what people want to debate when we bring it to council, that they're more than welcome to. And her daughter has a vote in UCC and she can use it and she can get onto her class reps and bring it up at council. And, you know, that's exactly what we're asking for as well. We want all the feedback, we want to hear from people, but from we have stands on campus and everyone comes up to and says, why aren't there more vegan options on campus? Why can't we eat in the main restaurant?
Okay.
Like, well, that's just what we're seeing.
Yeah, well, look, that's the feedback you're getting. I want to hear from listeners here today, particularly if you're like John there and Kayleigh and you're a student of UCC. Do you want to see the campus become a meat and dairy free zone? 53106 is the number. You can call us either 1800 453106, but we leave it there for the moment. Kayleigh, John, Amanda and Aisling, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
A little earlier here on Lunchtime Live, we were talking about Stirling University in Scotland being the first to ban meat and dairy from their college campus. And I had a really interesting conversation with Kayleigh, who got in touch with us here on the show, to tell me that she is going to put forward this very same proposal down at UCC. So I want to chat to the students at Cork today. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, would you be in favour of no meat or dairy products in your campus? James Curry got in touch. James is the Deputy President of TALA TU. James, do you think this should be introduced in your campus?
How's it going? Thanks very much for having me. I feel like that the option should be there, that there should definitely be some options for all students regardless of what they choose to have for their diet. And it is important for us as a student union point of view that students have the freedom of choice, and we won't necessarily enforce that unless this is what students are asking for.
Well, that's what happened, I suppose, in Stirling. It was the student body there that voted for this. It's the campaigners that are given out saying it's an attack on freedom of choice.
Well, I think particularly for, I think, our Irish economy, because we're so known for Irish farming and meat and dairy products, where I think it's just, I think some of our students who would have farming backgrounds are kind of just concerned on would this affect their families or their friends.
Well, it's a little unfair, is it not?
I understand, I suppose, in terms of tackling climate change, and it is understandable. Of course, it is a big, massive problem, but small farmers would be lumped in with like these big, massive, large-scale producers when it comes to importing food. So it's a matter of, I suppose, trying to find alternative sources. But at the same time, radical action like this can be necessary when it's something as important as climate change.
So do you think then, is it something that you think potentially down the line could come into force at TALA to you?
Well, if it's enforced in TALA, it'll be enforced across City Campus and Blanchardstown as well. Like, we are very much a pan-university. So it would be the same as how Kayleigh was saying earlier on, that it would go to Student Council as a motion and it would be debated. And then we'd hold a referendum. Like, we have our own referendum coming up next week to change our student union officer structure. So it would be kind of the same thing like that. It would be across all the campuses.
Okay. Chris is with us as well. Chris, are you in favour of banning meat and dairy from college campuses?
Absolutely not. I think this whole vegan green agenda has gone too far. I mean, look, you want to be vegan, be vegan. You want to eat meat, eat meat. But you got to stop telling me that it's greener to go vegan than it is to eat meat, because it's just wrong. Now, I was born and raised on a farm. I spent 30 years working in the farm industry, and I also spent 17 years working in hospitality. Now, I think I want people to understand that the argument coming in at the moment just isn't right. Now, people are saying that it's bad for the environment to eat cows because of the methane that cows produce, for instance. But how is it greener for the environment to put 12 cows on an acre than it is to drive a tractor up and down that acre 12, 13 times to plough it? And first of all, when you plough ground, you emit huge amounts of carbon, which is never mentioned in any of these topics. Then after you plough it, you have to top it, you have to sow it, or till it, you have to sow it. Then you have to fertilise the crop. then you're keeping an eye on the crop, then you're harvesting the crop. Now, all of this is journeys in tractors, which produce huge amounts of CO2.
Okay, but okay, so we know the figures, Chris, and we know the stats, and we know the reports, and there's been endless coverage, you know, of the situation that we're facing in, particularly, I suppose, more so than ever in recent months, or certainly this year. But is this, like, James mentioned the point that given all we now know, do we need a radical move like this?
I don't think so. What I think is we need to step back a minute and think. Because everything has gone, oh, we have to go vegan now. And I think the attitude should be we have to stay natural. And we have to keep it in our own local environment. Now, the second point person you had earlier on made some very good points. Now, the Green Party is telling us to cut our herd, which then will involve us importing cows from other countries. How is it more ecological to bring dozens of cows from Brazil and import them from Brazil than it is to import them from Meath or Loud or Cork?
Okay. Let me bring in Niall as well, Chris, if you don't mind, because Niall wants to join us here too with James and yourself. Do you think it's a good move, James? Or Niall, apologies. Niall, you can hear me okay? Are you there, Niall? You can hear me all right, yeah.
Yeah. I just think that the Green agenda is, you know, has gone to a ridiculous scenario. Day and night in the news media, the print, etc. You know, it's not an error goes by without being told what to do. And, like, what's happening, I think people are becoming bored with it. It's having the opposite effect. That's where, you know, that people are you know, people know common sense and what's good and bad for whatever.
But we can't deny the figures, though.
Well, who actually produces the figures?
So we've had endless reports from...
You know, no matter, because someone says something doesn't mean it's right, you know? I'm not anyway going up on that sort of...
No, well, to be fair, this has actually nothing to do with it. This isn't even a Green Party suggestion at all. It's come off the back of the Scottish University in Stirling.
It's another form of... you know, it's the green agenda.
Okay, well, your point is the same, I suppose, and same too with Chris as campaigners in the UK that sort of describe this decision by the college to ban meat and dairy from the campus as, you know, it's taken away options, taken away choice and an attack on people's freedoms. Is that a fair point, James, in your view?
I do think that, like I was talking before, everyone has the right to voice their own opinion. They all have the freedom of choice. And I do think that getting rid of the meat and dairy products outright might not be the best idea, but instead, like, having more options for vegan and vegetarian people or celiac people or anything as such, so that all students would have something that's there for them.
So greater options. I have an interesting text in because of the idea that this is going to be proposed in UCC in Cork as a potential, or it's just going to go forward as a policy. Emotion, I think, was the description used to ask students would they be in favour of it. But this texter says, I'm a lecturer in SETU and I'm sure the staff and the staff union bodies would have something to say about food offerings in universities such as UCC. Should the student union vote to go vegan only? I don't think it's good in terms of promoting balanced diets for students. The vegans are, I think, absolutely deranged in terms of talking down our food industry, according to this texter.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.